Judge Southwick, I want to ask, there's been some speculation about whether the court truly has a random assignment of panels because judges seem to be assigned to a disproportionate number of high-profile cases. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to dispel the speculation and explain how the panel assignment system works in the Fifth Circuit.
Anybody who has thought along those lines or speculated in this room, please raise your hand. I've heard such speculation. I bet it exists, and it may even exist in this room. What example might we think of? A recent immigration case, perhaps, that has a fairly high profile. I think it may have been argued in the United States Supreme Court. It may be the same case. It is. It went to a motions panel that had three judges. Two of those judges ended up also being on the merits panel. Speculation. What happened in that particular situation, we have a calendar from July to June that is set after, in the previous spring, we've indicated which months we don't want to sit. We get to identify 2 months, each of us, that we don't sit. It was three for a while. I think it's just two now that we identify, vacations, whatever else that we may want to do. Sometimes conflicts arise and we swap around. And it turns out when that immigration case, which came before randomly a motions panel, as a case comes in, it goes to the next motions panel. There are five motions panels, I think. And so just randomly, this case comes in, it has a motion in, it goes to the next motions panel, and that panel keeps all the motions on that case. Am I doing all right, Emilio? Is that how it works? Okay. Stays with that case. But when that particular case was ready to be assigned to a merits panel, there were only two panels sitting, which was July or June, I forget which.